I am a New Yorker by birth, which if I talk too fast, you'll need to slow me down. I'm an obstetrician gynecologist in an academic medical center by profession, an anthropologist by training, and a public health practitioner by desire. So that sort of puts perspective on where I'm coming from and the kind of work that I'm doing. This work was done actually as part of a reanalysis of a study that I did in completion of my Master of Public Health thesis in Parkland Memorial Hospital in Dallas, Texas. So, healthcare access and utilization differ by ethnic and racial group. This is well known, well documented. Primary language and national origin are additional cultural determinants. And culturally and socioeconomically determined differences clearly contribute to healthcare disparities among subpopulations within the U.S. The purpose of this analysis is to examine healthcare-seeking priorities and expectations among a population of culturally diverse women who presented to an urban academic emergency room with non-emergent OB-GYN problems. And the initial focus of the study had actually been to understand why women were coming to an emergency room with non-emergent problems and choosing not to go to clinics. This analysis then broke it down by our ethnic and racial groups to look at how they differed and how they were similar. It was a descriptive study using a convenient sample with a self-administered written survey. Data were collected between the end of December of 2003 and middle of July 2004. We recruited 500 volunteers, 459 surveys were returned, at least partially completed and included in the analysis. Every woman had a non-urgent chief complaint. The survey was available in English and Spanish. 352 were completed in English and 107 in Spanish. It did require that there was someone who read either English or Spanish, either the patient or with the patient, in order to be able to participate in this. All of the data were collected in the Parkland OB-GYN Emergency Room, which is also called the Intermediate Care Center, ICC. Parkland is a very large teaching hospital, the largest facility associated with the University of Texas Southwestern Medical School. It is a county hospital for Dallas, serving primarily an indigent, low-income, ethnically diverse population, and best known for where Kennedy died, of course. This was the racial and ethnic distribution of the participants. The largest single subgroup were African-American women, followed by Hispanic and then Caucasian. This actually is not quite representative of the current Parkland ICC population. We have more Hispanic than we do African-American patients, percentage-wise. However, this probably reflects the fact that you had to be able to read in order to complete the survey. This shows the national origins of the individuals who identified their national origin. 312 stated they were born in the United States, 99 in Mexico. A few actually were from the African continent, a few from Latin America, and 24 did not identify where they were born. I'm going to skip through this and just discuss the results, because if you download the slides, you'll be able to see those. Okay? This compares the healthcare-seeking priorities of our Caucasian, Hispanic, and African-American women. This was actually what they chose as an answer to the question that stated, the most important thing in deciding where I receive medical care is. And you can see on the bottom, ease of access from my home by car, ease of access by public transportation, whether the facility is open nights and weekends. Access over there is how quickly I can get in and get seen. Okay? Whether child care is available, whether they have to pay before being seen, whether they did believe that free medication was available, where family and community went for their care, whether they thought they were more likely to see a doctor or a nurse, whether the 24-hour pharmacy was available, and then there was a little write-in for other. Okay. For our African-American population, rapid access was the most commonly chosen answer. 19% of them stated that that was the single most important factor in where they would decide to get health care. Public transportation access actually was the second most commonly chosen answer. And whether they believed they were likely to be seen by a doctor rather than a nurse was the third most common answer. Okay? The Hispanic population again chose rapid access to care. However, for that population, if the facility being open nights and weekends was the second most commonly chosen answer, and they were almost tied, with 24% stating rapid access and 23% wanting extended hours. A prepay being required before they could be seen was the third most commonly chosen answer for our Hispanic population. For our non-Hispanic Caucasian population, they chose whether they had to pay in advance as the number one factor in deciding where they would seek health care. Open nights and weekends, in other words, extended hours, was their second most common choice, and rapid access to care, while in the top three, was the third most commonly chosen answer. And the percentages for that were 22% for prepay, 19% for nights and weekends, and rapid access was 18%. So you can see that some of the priorities are different, although there are some similarities. Okay? If we break this down by language, so whether they answered the survey in the English or the Spanish, again, there's going to be overlap with what we saw previously because the majority of our Hispanic patients would have fallen into the Spanish survey. However, the English survey would include both the bulk of our African-American patients and our non-Hispanic Caucasian patients. So that's a grouping by ethnic and racial group. In this case, rapid access to care was the most important factor or the most commonly chosen factor by our English-speaking or English-reading population, 20% choosing that. Whether a prepay was required was chosen by 15%. That was the second most commonly chosen answer in the English group. And doctor rather than a nurse was the third most commonly chosen answer. For our Spanish survey participants, again, extended hours was critical. 27% of them said they needed this place to be open nights and weekends. Okay? Rapid access to care, while important, was second. It was close. It was 25%. And whether they had to pay before being seen was more or less a distant third at 14%, given how common the other two answers were. If we look by national origin, comparing U.S.-born and foreign-born to see how does it fall out that way, are people born in other countries, women born in other countries, do they have a different priority set than women born in this country? Again, we see there's a lot of similarities. Rapid access to care, feeling that they need to be seen quickly and can be seen quickly, was most important for both of those groups, although for the U.S.-born, the number one answer only constituted 18% of the choices. For the foreign-born, it was 27% chose how soon I can get in. Okay? Prepay, again, for our U.S.-born was the second most common answer, and whether they saw a doctor or nurse was the third most commonly chosen answer. For our foreign-born, who primarily were from Mexico, so again, Hispanic and Spanish-speaking, okay, lots of overlap with previous breakdown, open nights and weekends was second to rapid access, and prepay was third. When we compare the subgroups to see if these are really different or similar, there was no significant difference in the distributions between our Hispanic and our Caucasian population, between our English versus Spanish speakers, and when we compared our U.S. versus foreign-born. So even though at first glance it looks like these are really different, statistically that did not pan out. However, it did turn out that there was a significant difference between our Hispanic and our African-American patients in the distribution of the answers that they gave us. Our African-American versus Caucasian came out at a P right around 0.05, which the statisticians tell me when you're doing multiple pairwise comparisons doesn't quite make it. The previous set of slides actually looked at the question, the most important thing in deciding where I receive health care is. We also had on this survey the question that stated the most important reason that I chose the Parkland ICC today is. Trying to get at the question, are the general healthcare seeking priorities that patients state are important, are they the same when they have to make a decision about where I'm going to go today to get care for a particular problem? And in fact, when you look at this question, we find that the African Americans stated that they came to the ICC because they believed it was either the best place for care in Dallas or the best place for their problem. Okay, almost a third of them chose that. 15% stated they had nowhere else to go, and 15% stated they couldn't wait for an appointment. So that's the rapid access issue. Again, our Hispanic population believed that it was the best place, either in Dallas for medical care or for their particular problem. They also said it was really important to them that they knew that they could get all the tests they needed there. Okay, if they came to the hospital rather than a clinic, they knew all of the ancillary facilities were there. They could get an ultrasound if they needed it. They could get lab tests done if they needed it. This is not true in most outlying clinics. And 10% stated they had nowhere else to go. For our Caucasians, almost a quarter of them stated that they had nowhere, five more minutes, that they had nowhere else to go, which is kind of interesting because these results that I got were somewhat different from what we usually see, in that it's the minority population which ends up at the urban medical center rather than the Caucasian population. Medical care was free, at least in this instance. Many of our Caucasian patients believed that care was free because in an emergency room, you cannot ask patients for money in advance. Okay? They will get billed after the fact, but there are EMTALA laws that say you cannot ask money in advance. And 16% said they could not wait for an appointment. If we look at it by language again, best place was the number one answer for both English and Spanish speakers. Nowhere else to go was second for English speakers. Couldn't wait for an appointment was number three. All tests being able to be done was very important, again, to our Spanish speakers. Nowhere else to go, only 10%. Similar findings are U.S. and foreign-born. Okay, best place was the number one answer. Nowhere else to go. Interestingly enough, more of our U.S.-born patients felt they had nowhere else to go than our foreign-born patients did, okay, and couldn't wait. We also wanted to know, are there different expectations based on race? And this is a slide that shows how patients answered, what is the longest reasonable wait before being seen by a healthcare provider today? And interestingly enough, 2 hours was a fairly common mode for both the Caucasians and the African Americans. The Hispanics, the most common answer was, in fact, 1 hour, although the distributions look fairly similar. Interestingly, our Caucasians were a little bit less patient because not very many of them thought that 4 or more hours was reasonable. When we looked at where did the participants obtain their care most frequently, again, the Caucasians were the ones that had no regular source of care more commonly than did our African American or our Hispanic patients. Okay? So somewhat different than we would have expected. When we look at our socioeconomic indicators, some of these answers kind of fall into place. In fact, we find that 38% of our African-American women actually were employed. Okay? However, they owned a car at a lower rate than either the Hispanic or the Caucasians, and may explain why public transportation access was so critical to our African-American patients. In addition, it was our Caucasians who had the lowest rate of insurance, which may explain why, whether they had to pay before they were seen, was in fact so critical to that group and less critical to our African American and our Hispanic population. In conclusion, general and specific healthcare seeking priorities may not be identical. There are some universal themes across ethnic, racial, national, and linguistic boundaries, but also differences. Rapid access to care was important to all subgroups analyzed. Extended hours was important for most groups. A belief in a best place for care seemed to be an almost universal driving force. The importance of prepaid physician care and access by public transportation seemed to vary by subgroup, and again, may be because of other socioeconomic issues. Perception of the longest reasonable wait for care was fairly similar but not identical across categories. Healthcare priorities and expectations are largely culturally determined, of which race, ethnic background, and national origin are several aspects of culture. And eliminating disparities is going to require sensitivity to this. Further studies investigating how these cultural and socioeconomic factors determine healthcare-seeking behavior and expectations are needed. And for me, the take-home message is that healthcare systems must consider their specific target population or populations and incorporate these culturally dependent patient priorities and expectations as well as socioeconomic factors to provide culturally appropriate care and eliminate disparities. And this goes way beyond being able to talk to your patients in their own language. These are limitations of the study. It was a convenient sample. I was not able to validate the instrument. I wrote it myself. It was a written format which limited who could participate, done at a single site with limited inclusion criteria, very small numbers and subgroups, and the factors studied, as you can see, were not independent. More studies are needed. Thank you.